Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMS.
Ow.
Could have been anywhere in the world, you chose to be right here with us. Again, good morning, KMX. Welcome to another fun, positive, empowering WKMX Positive Power Meeting. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals, Team Quizmatics, KMX for short. And this is indeed our KMX Morning Meeting for the success-minded entrepreneur. So if you are that success-minded entrepreneur, that individual who's looking to hit the next level of your success, you could have chose to be anywhere in the world. You chose to be right here with us. So thank you very much for joining us. And again, I'd like to ask the number one question I love to start our day with every day. Have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? And when I ask that question, let's think of the things that we have to be grateful for, the things we have to be appreciative for, the things that we are just so blessed to have that are the most important thing to us. And I'm going to just start right now. The first action of success. Let's talk about what's the very first action involved in success. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you know what the very first action is to find success, if you have engaged in the very first action of success, and you are indeed a success, and you are a success-minded individual, and you are moving in the right direction, and the very first action to start any day successfully is simply waking up. Simply waking up. So if you've woken up, I want you to give yourself a pat on the back. I want you to know that one of the most significant acts of success is simply waking up and waking up with a purpose. Waking up purposely, waking up on purpose, and just basically stepping into the day and saying, all right, I'm ready to take on this challenge. You could have just laid there in the bed and rolled over and just said, you know, I'm checking out. I'm not doing anything. I don't have any more in the tank. I'm done. I'm giving up. But you decide to get up this morning. You decide to step up this morning. You decide to call into this program this morning. You decide to get on the internet and go find a link. You decided to engage in, get yourself together to go do the things that you had to do. You are already a success, and I'm going to share something with you. You have a purpose, right? Waking up on purpose, waking up with a purpose. How about just the word purpose in general? And if you are a purposeful person, if you are a purposeful person, all right, who is waking up and ready to go out there and step into success, step into their own personal success and walk towards grasping more success, then I commend you because you are a person that I admire. So, guys, thank you for joining us on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. I'm about to take a walk right now over to one of my most powerful places. We're going to take a walk over to that magic mirror. Before I do that, I'm going to open up the call lines here. I'll bring on some of our favorite KMXers, guests who are joining us on the program this morning. And, you know, let's get this day started right. Good mornings, welcomes, all of that good stuff. So call number 276. Welcome to the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Have you started your day in a positive way?
Yes, I have.
And that is such a blessing. It's so awesome. It's so fantastic and phenomenal. Right now, we're about to take a walk over to our magic mirror and just confront somebody very special, somebody very important in our lives. And what I like to do right now is, do you have a mirror somewhere nearby? You miss joining us on the program this morning?
Yes, I do.
All right, we're going to take a walk over there, and I want us to take a couple of minutes to confront that personal MVP of ours. So right now, let's take a walk over to the mirror. In the meantime, in between time, here we go. I got a good one for this morning. if you are, thank you very much and welcome for joining us on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
Well, thank you very much, Chris. I'm so happy to be here. I appreciate you bringing me on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting, and it is a wonderful blessing. I love the wonderful way that you've decorated this wonderful mirror that you have here in the personal MVP, and I see you over here doing so many great things and working so hard for all of the people and the members of the KMX movement. And I'd like to also congratulate all of the callers who come on the line. So thank you very much, and I'm just so happy to be here.
Kay, we're happy to have you here as well. Dr. Kay, now, you know I didn't bring you here for no foolishness. You know, there's something very important and very powerful that I want you to deliver, a message that I know that you're very a student, and plus being that you are a PhD, a true PhD, and I'm talking about your player-hater degree. Oh, the quiz, that is so funny. Yours is a funny quiz. But anyway, Dr. K, I'd like for you to cover the five daily affirmations with us. I'd like for you to cover the five daily affirmations for us because I want people to know the importance and the value of what these affirmations represent. So, Dr. K, if you could be so kind as to share the affirmations and everybody listening on the program, everybody joining us on the program, feel free to join us as we now connect with that personal MVP of ours with some wonderful words that will definitely reinforce us. So, Dr. K, feel free to take it away.
Well, thank you very much again, Quiz. And I think that you had on to a very important point there when we talk about these affirmations, and I would love to share them with you and the web. So what is the purpose of an affirmation? An affirmation is something that is an affirmative, which is a positive, right? And we are at the Positive Power Meeting, so we want to have a positive message to deliver and a positive message to receive both to and from our personal MVP. This is communication on a high level, and this is connection. They say the eyes are the window to the soul. So I like the fact that Quiz has asked you to come to the mirror and confront your personal MVP. I want you to look them in the eye, and the eye is the window to the soul, okay? And I would like for you to remember the importance of that wonderful, magnificent, amazing smile of yours. And we want to make sure that we bring that smile out to the maximum. Because when you're smiling, it's like you're radiating. That warm, fuzzy feeling inside of you is radiating from inside of you, and it is transmitting outside of you. And other people are caught into this wonderful energy field that we create. And this is one of the great bases for attraction marketing or attraction in general, and attraction, when you look at your personal MVP, notice that they are more attractive. And notice that this is a word that now you have to start to understand and grasp this concept without having to go through a book and get a PhD like me. Okay, so let's go for affirmation number one. Affirmation number one, today will be my day. I say it again, feel free to join in. This is the personal MVP is on the line right now. I would like for you to repeat after me and express this into the universe so that person that is carrying you around, that is so responsible and accountable for you, can actually get this message. So today will be my day. Absolutely, positively. Today will be my day. And now when I say this affirmation, and your personal MVP receive this message, and this personal MVP of yours engage in this message and express this message and communicate this message, and let's think what we are saying here. How important is today? Is somebody out there in their mind subconsciously thinking that today does not matter? Because yesterday was not that great, and they not have experience tomorrow. So they forget somewhere along the line that today is the only day that matter. Which day is the most important day? Today. Every day, today, is the most important day. And if you lose value for your day, then you are not going to be able to fully grasp the concept of the importance that the day has. There's only so many hours, and once those are gone, those is gone. So today will be my day. Affirmation, positive, affirm. All right, connect and make sure that we get this attraction going for ourselves. Today will be our day. It's the most important day of your entire life is today. It's the only day that matters. Affirmation number two. Oh, wait, don't forget the smile. If you are not smiling right now, my friend, make sure that you add that to it. Okay, as Quiz like to say, you must increase your swag. And the smile is the swag, you know. Wake up in the morning, get my swag on. Look myself in the mirror, say what's up. Yeah, I'm making my day out. Hey, there it is. A reason to smile right there. Affirmation number two. I am the best me that there is. I am the best me. That there is. I did not say second best or third best. I am the worst me that there is. No, that does not work, right? Affirm I am the best me that there is. Somewhere somebody has forget that they are fine, just the way that they are. No, you are not perfect in your own mind, but you are perfect in God's eye. And now it's just a matter for you to realize that you were designed to be you, and it is okay to be you. Something that you may find is a flaw is actually a strength for somebody else who does not have it. And also what you go through is a wonderful thing because you can help somebody else in the same condition who is struggling with this situation worse than you because you have useful information and it will benefit somebody because you are literally the best you that there is. And the last time I checked, there's nobody could be better at being you than you. I like to quote Dr. Seuss. I tell you something that's true and true. There's nobody in this entire world that's more you than you. You are the best you that there is. And I say the best with a smile because affirmation number three should last you for an eternity, if not a very long while. Affirmation number three, I am a winner. I am a winner. What they got to put it in subtitle or something? As you forget that you are a winner, I mean, I think this is one of the biggest problems that many entrepreneurs have is that they work around and they thinking this and they think about their struggle and they think about their problem and they think about their situations and they think, well, I don't know how I could do it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I have not got anybody for United Game yet and it does not come out till September 1st and I pay no money on it. I'm going to quit because nobody wants to join me in this business. And it's a game you could play for free. And then they decided, oh, I cannot do it. But wait, hold on a second. I thought that you was a winner. And the game don't even begin until September 1st. Wait, hold on. How are you going to quit in preseason before? We haven't even begun preseason. And they already quit. The water boy has not even been selected for the roster, and they also already quit. Come on now. Let's be a winner. Let's win. Okay, let's win. And the purpose for winning is, and the beautiful thing is that you win very easily when you show up for practice, because the championship has not been played yet, because they're not even going to try out for their team. Come on, guys. Let's be serious here. I am a winner. And your spirit should be high when you say this, because it is the truth. Listen, I never try out for any sport team where there was 1,000,001 people who was in the tryout with me. Never. But when I was born into the world, there was 1,000,000 sperm, and I cracked the egg. So I have reason to smile. I have reason to be happy. I have reason to be ecstatic. And I need to remind myself that I am a winner, and you do too. And I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you. Yes, you. You, the personal MVP that this person is need for them to accomplish their dream. They did not believe in you, personal MVP. You have to wake them up. And they does not believe in you. You have to show them their championship. You must show them your medal. You must show them, because they are not seeing it. They're hearing me speaking, but they're listening to me, but they are not understanding that you need to show them, okay? And you can't show them unless they show up. And they must come to the mirror and confront you in order to remember that, oh, my goodness, that's right, I am a winner. I've been winning my whole life. Why? Because I am still alive. And I have purpose. And this is the reason to smile. Come on now. I say change your perspective and you'll change your position. Change your position and it will change your perspective tremendously. So smile. And let's go for affirmation number 4. Just so that we are absolutely positively sure. Affirmation number 4 is, God will be with me. He always has been and he always will be. I'm going to say this again. God will be with me. He always has been, and he always will be. This is for you, personal MVP. To wake that person up who's sitting there looking at you dazed and confused, they forget this, but they may not ever understand. It is not you who's decided for you to be here. It is not you who decide for all your characteristics and traits. It is not your mommy. It is not your daddy, and it is not your doctor. You are here because God has put you here at this particular time, at this particular place, and for this particular message, for you to grasp this once and for all, or maybe you need to hear it in subtitle or something, again and again and again, until it sinks in and register, that God's will is greater than the will of man, and he has put you here. So if he's put you here for a reason, and he is going to turn the sun and the season and the rain and the grass and the birds, and the bees, and the decades, and the millennium, and the eons, and the eternities, and all the cosmos, and all the wonderful glory of all of the universe, and of all of the things that he can create, and all of the wonderful thing he takes his time to make sure is have a place here in this wonderful universe of ours, this magnificent experience in many different dimensions and forms and whatever manifestation of matter that may have come that we don't even understand and comprehend and can't put together. He has found it so important to put you here. And you do not have to be here. Yet, every day he seemed to wake you up, whether or not you want to do it or not. You're tired, you're depressed, you're sad, you're going to quit, you're going to give up, you're going to be negative, you're going to lope around and mope around and look like you suck a lemon, but God is keep on waking you up like Groundhog Day. Wake up! Like Spike Lee is saying in the movie Do the Right Thing. Wake up! You've been sleeping for too long. It's time for you to finally wake up and listen to the message that God has for you. God will be with you. Yes, he has been. He always has been, and he always will be. Acknowledge him and give him some presence and some respect and some gratitude. And be appreciative for this wonderful, magnificent life of yours and live it with vigor and smile and happiness, because he did not put you here to make money. He put you here to make a difference. So start with yourself. And Quiz, I think that you need to add to your music, because I hear you have music on the program now. I think that you should put on the Michael Jackson. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. Ooh, I love that song. I know I sing awful, but the bottom line is that I sing beautiful in the eyes of the Lord, or the ears of the Lord, because he gave me these wonderful, beautiful vocal cords. So I'm going to sing it again. I'm looking with the man in the mirror. Ooh, oh, yes, that was even awfuler than the first time, if that is even a word. But you know something, it's actually more beautiful the second time around. Do I got to put it in subtitle and do it a third time? Okay, I will spare your wonderful, precious ears. Okay, everybody, thank you very much for including me on the program once again, quiz. I am Dr. K, okay? And remember what I always say, smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. K suggests. Thank you very much. And quiz, please feel free to take over the program from here. Dr. K, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate you being on the program. I thought that was wonderful. I thought that was fantastic. I thought it was phenomenal. I think that those words definitely inspired me, and I hope that it inspired and touched other people in the program. I'm going to open up these call lines again to see what everybody thinks about the message that's been delivered on the program. So call 276. How have you enjoyed the messages received here on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting? And we'll give you a couple of words here to explain, for you to express any sentiments that you have to follow up on what we've just shared here on the program. So feel free, call us 276 to express yourself.
Well, I want to thank Dr. K for going through all those affirmations. I think those are very extremely important for all of us to recognize about ourselves.
I would happen to agree and concur. Now, other than that, you know, all of that wonderful stuff is great, feel-good stuff. How do you feel about the message that was delivered, caller?
The message is very true, and we do need to wake up in the morning and be thankful that we were able to wake up and be part of God's day and put our best foot forward.
Well, I'm here to share something with you that I've always said. You know, they say sales is nothing more than a transfer of feelings, right? Well, here I'm here to show you that life is nothing more than a transfer of feelings. And when are we going to have invigorating, positive energy that is full of abundance and joy and excitement and enthusiasm because of the fact that we actually have this wonderful life and this wonderful existence? So I'm always delighted to bring on Dr. K. I'm always delighted to see all of these wonderful people who are growing. And it's not necessarily about the words. It's about the actions. So remember that aside from all those things that were wonderful, the ways that we feel, all these wonderful feelings, we can't transfer a great feeling to anybody else. And so we start having that great feeling about ourselves. And how about we have that great feeling about others as well? How about we have the great feeling about this opportunity we have this morning? And what about this passion? What about the enthusiasm? What about the spice of life? What about this real overabundant gratitude and greatness of appreciation? You know, today I might run out and jump into the middle of a waterfall. I might just jump into the crystal, into the silver lake out here over here. And I'm in Silver Springs. I might just jump into the spring today because you know why? Because I can do it because I'm alive. And you know what? That's what living is all about. Okay, guys? So I want you to remember that. People can't have a great feeling about you, your opportunities, and what you're doing until you start having a great feeling about yourself. And remember that this is what's called enthusiastic momentum. Find this enthusiasm. Find this charisma. Find the natural charm that you have. Find the ability to smile. You know, yesterday, I woke up in the morning. I was having a dream. I don't know what I was dreaming, but I remember that I woke up and I was laughing. I mean, I literally woke up laughing. I had a dream. I was with my cousin on Skype. I mean, come on. And the guy was cracking jokes and stuff like that. And see, that's what life is about. You know what I mean? It's not about stressing over your bills. There are tons of great things going on out there, and there's tons of greatness going on. There's tons of positive things going on. There's tons of things out there to laugh. I was at the library yesterday, sitting at the library and working on something, whatever. This guy just started busting out laughing, and everybody looked over there, and I'm like, you know, I wonder what that guy found so funny. I wish I saw what he was seeing, because you know what? That looks like it feels good. And how does that feel to you? And that's the purpose of the WKMX Positive Meeting. Start your day in a positive way and let that enthusiastic momentum carry you not only through the day, but carry you through life. Let it propel you. Let it propel you. And listen, guys, every second is a second chance out of your life. So want to make sure that that message is delivered so everybody can get it, make sure everybody can feel it, and share this feeling with others. Share this feeling with others. Listen, do you know how much more happiness that we'll have in life when we start to learn to put a smile on others' faces, right, so that we can have a smile on our own, feel better about our situation by making people feel better about theirs. Give everybody a chance, and they'll give you one too.
All right, guys. Well, listen, that's pretty much it. I hope that you guys got it. And also, remember, there are four keys of success for any further level of a success. Paula, do you know what the four keys of success are?
Yes. Confidence, consistency, drive, determination.
Commitment, consistency, drive, and determination. That's all it takes, guys. Make the commitment. Make the commitment today. Be committed. Commitment, consistency,
drive, determination.
Guys, I want to share something with you. Before we get off of this program, I want you guys to think about what it really takes to be successful. Just waking up. That's all. That's all. Just wake up and walk into your success, everybody. That's all you got to do. It's just that simple. So remember, yesterday was a success. Today, we'll expect nothing less. Those are my words. Signing off.
Yeah. I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes. I suppose I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.